The next patient is Eufrosina Ayala. The last name is A-Y-A-L, like in Lima, A. First name, E like in Echo, U like in Uniform, F like in Foxtrot, I like in Roger, O like in Oscar, S like in Sierra, I like in India, N like in November, A like in Alpha. The patient is an 84-year-old Filipino female that used to live in Chicago and moved to the Sebring area recently, period. She gives a history of about 10 years of diabetes mellitus, and she has been treated with the administration of metformin, lumefantrine, Januvia, Jardiance. The patient was evaluated by Dr. Medince, the primary care. Medince is M-E-D-I-N-C-E, primary care, who found that the serum creatinine went up to 1.9. This determination was in February, on February 28 of 2022. And the estimated GFR is 24 mL per minute. Unfortunately, we don't have...
Did you order the ultrasound?
Yes.
We don't have the retroperitoneal ultrasound or the protein creatinine ratio or urinalysis in order to be able to complete the assessment. This patient doesn't have any history of diabetic retinopathy. She has a history of coronary artery disease with stenting times one more than 5 years ago. In November of 2021, she had left heart catheterization without need for stents. Period. She hasn't give episodes of congestive heart failure, systolic or diastolic dysfunction. Period. She doesn't have peripheral vascular disease or history of stroke. In summary, I would say that the patient has a deterioration of the kidney function, most likely associated to nephrosclerosis related to diabetes. Diabetes established for more than 10 years. Period, we don't think that the patient has hemodynamic compromise. Period, the blood sugar has been way out of control. For that reason, we are going to stop the use of the metformin. The patient has an appointment with the endocrinology. And we are going to transfer the information to the endocrinologist in order to make adjustments in the medication, improvement of the hemoglobin A1C that was reported. At 8.8%, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus out of control. The patient has appointment with the endocrinologist. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. This patient has a blood pressure of 123 over 67. Following number, coronary artery disease, status was 1 PCI 5 years ago. Following number, peripheral neuropathy. Period. Whether or not this patient is at the end of the type 2 diabetes is unknown. This patient is in the group of patients that the BMI is adequate or perhaps under, that she is not a big eater. And it's difficult to say that she has insulin resistance. And for that reason, we are going to order a C-peptide. We're going to see her back in 3 months with laboratory workup, when we are going to talk to Mrs. Hannah Campbell, APRN, dash endocrinology, regarding the case. A paragraph, we spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes in the evaluation of the patient and the physical examination, and 8 minutes in the EMR documentation.